This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. Got a whole lot of bluegrass music to play for you that I hope you're going to enjoy. And I'm going to start off with a track that I meant to play in last week's show from the Cumberland Gap Connection, their album A Whole Lot of Lonesome. And I must have talked too much or something like that, and I just didn't get to the song, but it was too good a song not to play for you, so I'll do it at the start of this week's show. Mike Bentley does the guitar and lead vocals. He also wrote the song. Rod Smith on banjo, Clint Hurd on mandolin, Brian Russell on bass. They all sing a bit of harmony now and then. It's a song called Hammer Down, and it's sort of like one of these trucky songs about getting back home, and I really like that sort of thing. We did a whole lot of that music with the Slim Dusty Show, but I think you're going to enjoy Cumberland Gap Connection with Hammer Down. Here it comes.
Seem like I ain't been back there for years. Well, I'm tired of running up and down this road, spending all my time alone. There ain't no other place that I wanna be. Just ain't no place like home. Got the black smoke churning and these big wheels turning, putting the hammer down, kicking up dust through another town. Thank you.
driving bluegrass for you, isn't it? You can see why I didn't want to leave it out of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show. It's too good a song. I'm sorry I missed it last week. That was Cumberland Gap Connection. We're going to hear from Mark Newton now from the album Living a Dream. He's a fine player from around the Washington, D.C. area, plays mandolin and guitar, sings harmony, sings lead. He's written a song called Monrosine, and it was written just a couple of years or just a year or so after Bill Monroe died. And Mark visited Bill Monroe's grave and was greatly influenced by the music of Bill Monroe, as we all are, and he felt to write a song. And he got Alan O'Brien from the Nashville Bluegrass Band to sing lead on, what does Alan sing leads on, the second verse, and then they share the third verse between them and do the harmonies. He's got an all-star band. He's got Tony Rice on rhythm guitar, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Sammy Shelor on banjo, Ricky Simpkins on fiddle, Ronnie Simpkins on bass, and I guess Mark's playing mandolin. So here's Monrosine, and it's a song about the legacy that Bill Monroe has left with the music.
To visit the grave of Bill Monroe. He's resting now in his home of Rosine. It's a little hamlet town on Highway 62, and I'm a-standing right here singing this song for you. There's a little country store at the old crossroads. We stop in there to get a bite to eat. As we look all around this old country store, and then we knew he was close by. And then we knew he was close by. From many miles away, I stand here all alone, looking all around. Then I knew I was standing on holy ground. As I stand before his grave, a freshly new-made grave, pretty flowers, many colors there I see. Of the people passing by, as we look up at that mournful sky. As we look up at that mournful sky. Say hallelujah and I shout out loud. Well, it's time to leave and go down that lonesome road. Waiting on my mind is a heaven low. This is my song for the high lonesome sound. A powerful message, a tribute to Monrosine. A powerful message, a tribute to Monrosine.
That's Mark Newton with Monrosine, and lots of references to Bill Monroe's songs in that tune. He did it really well, and the melody is very reminiscent of some of the best of Bill Monroe's work. I hope you enjoyed that. We're going to hear a bit of fast banjo picking now. It's always good for a banjo player running a bluegrass show to play some banjo. This is from an album called Ultimate Picking, Instrumental Bluegrass. Jeff Autry on guitar, Wayne Benson on mandolin, Aubrey Haney on fiddle, Mark Schatz on bass, and Scott Vestal, who organised the whole thing, is doing the banjo playing, and it's a fine banjo tune, this one. He's also got Rob Oikes playing some dobro on this. This is one of those classic old tunes that belongs in the bluegrass genre. It's one called Jesse James, and this is just an instrumental version of that tune, and it sounds like this. Seriously working that banjo hard. He gets a great sound out of it. Jesse James. I sort of love it, taking one of those old tunes and you've got the melody in your mind and you're picking away on a whole bunch of things. You try and retain a little bit of the melody while you're putting in all your smart licks too. Oh, they did a great job there. Let's slow things down a little bit and hear from Emmy Lou Harris with one of the classics of sort of bluegrass and even country music. Sort of folky. It's a tune called Wayfaring Stranger. The Trendwiths recorded it with Caroline Jones when she was out in New Zealand. We're sitting on a cliff top above Ruapuki Beach, very rough and coastal area just south of Raglan on the west coast of New Zealand. And we did this neat concert sitting out there in the afternoon sun. And she sang Wayfaring Stranger there. But this is Emmy Lou Harris's version. And Brian Ahern arranged it. And it's different with a very rhythmic offbeat guitar. Hope you enjoy this.
I am a poet. Traveling through this world of woe, yeah, there's no sickness, toil, or danger, in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to see my father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over
haunting, isn't it? Especially with that Dobro and all that reverb on. I think it was Jerry Douglas playing the Dobro there, and Ricky Skaggs playing a very thoughtful mandolin up the top there. Emmylou Harris with Wayfaring Stranger. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you some music from my shelves and digging deep to find things that I think that you might enjoy. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, a music shop in Hamilton, New Zealand. This show comes from Hamilton, New Zealand, and on Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and goes around various access radio stations in New Zealand and various access radio stations in Canada, and a couple of radio stations in the USA as well as being available on a whole bunch of podcasts. So thank you very much for tuning in, however you're doing it. Shearer's Music Works have promoted music in the Hamilton area for more than 60 years, and they do a great job, have a wonderful shop. Lots of instruments, lots of accessories, and lots of helpful people. So go and see them if you're passing through Hamilton. Even if you're not intending to pass through Hamilton, make a trip from wherever you are and just to visit Shearer's Music Works. And I might talk to you on Back Porch Bluegrass too. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Let's hear from High Fidelity, the Hills and Home album. This is Jeremy Stevens on guitar, Karina Rose Logston Stevens on fiddle, Kurt Stevenson on banjo, Daniel Armick on mandolin, and Vicky Vaughan on upright bass, and they all partake in the harmony duties. And here they are doing a song, Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow. They're noted for their approach to traditional music. did I say that right? Traditional music. And but sometimes they makes it sound a little bit different. I actually think this version of the song owes a bit more to the Kingston Trio than they'd care to admit. It's actually written by the AP Carter, "I Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow." I know that the last line, "That is my wedding day," and they sing it, "That is a rainy day." So all sorts of versions creep into some of these classic old songs. Here's High Fidelity. One way to get out of work is to say that it's going to be a rainy day and you're not going to work tomorrow. These days, I think they issue you with wet weather gear and you have to work out in the rain anyway. That was High Fidelity, and yes, see what I mean about the Kingston Trio with that chord change from D down to C or whatever key the song was in. Yeah, it sounded pretty neat. Let's listen to Dan Tominski now from the album Wheels, and this is a song called "It All Comes Down to You," written by his mate Ron Block, part of Alison Krauss and Union Station, great guitar player and banjo player. Dan Tominski's doing the guitar and vocal, Adam Steffi on mandolin, Ron Stewart on fiddle, Justin Moses on dobro and the tenor harmony, Ron Block on the rhythm guitar. And this song, I saw Dan Tominski play at one of the Grass Valley festivals. What a tight band, and they were excellent, and that comes across in his recorded music too. It all comes down to you.
Breath away. Your love is gone, 'cause it all comes down to you. What can you say when all is said? A house divided cannot stand.
gaze. Life is just too short to waste. Your love is gone, cause it all comes down to you.
I plead for you and you don't seem to mind. I'm bending over backwards, you're not satisfied.
What more can I offer to lay upon the altar? Your love is gone, cause it all comes down to you. It all comes down to you.
Well, I plead for you and you don't seem to mind. I'm bending over backwards, you're not satisfied.
What more can I offer to lay upon the altar? Your love is gone, cause it all comes down to you.
It's a bit different, isn't it? A lot of heavy rhythm guitar in there and very strong rhythm. Still counts as bluegrass, I guess. It's just, to me, it's a little bit on the edge, but Dan Tominski always sings well. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm playing you all sorts of things. I've got an LP in my hand now from the band Here Today. And this is a band of people who at the time were pretty smart musicians, and now they're revered musicians in most cases. David Grisman on mandolin and vocals, Herb Peterson on five-string banjos and vocals, Vince Gill on guitar and vocals, Jim Buchanan on fiddle and vocals, and Emery Gordy Jr. on bass and vocals. Emery Gordy is a wonderfully well-known and respected producer these days. Well, these guys were playing as a band out in California, and they put together this album of mostly classic bluegrass, and they just did a fine version of it. And I've selected two tunes, Foggy Mountain Chimes, an instrumental. Herb Peterson, who I first heard of when he came with the Dillards, but he did a lot of work with all the West Coast bands, and he was a keen student of Earl Scruggs, and he actually filled in for him on short notice in a couple of instances where Earl was sick, and he plays it really well. David Grisman says old Flat and Scruggs records are great for playing with because they have incredible rhythm and groove, and Flat and Scruggs plus one when Grisman takes over and plays the mandolin break in this tune. And then a Stanley Brothers song recorded 1950, very early Stanley Brothers, Lonesome River. And this is the three-part sound that Stanley Brothers really perfected there. Let's hear Here Today.
Thank you. Sit here alone on the banks of the river. The lonesome wind blows, the water rolls high. I hear a voice call out there in the darkness. Sit here alone.
Sit on the shore to weep and to cry. The woman I love, she left me this morning with no one to love or kiss me goodnight.
Met there one night on the banks of the river. Stood holding hands and making our vow. Swore we'd never part, we'd be happy forever. But a new love she's found. She's gone from me now. The water rose
high on the river at midnight. I sit on the shore to weep and to cry. The woman I love, she left me this morning.
Here Today, that's the name of the band, playing some classic bluegrass, and that was really good. I really enjoyed that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I am playing the music that I love. Hope you're enjoying it too. Right, let's hear a little old-time fiddle tune now. This is from Andy Fitzgibbon, playing fiddle with a with his band, the Iron Leg Boys. That's Ben Townsend on banjo and Matthew Metz on guitar. And the tune I've selected from this album of old-time fiddle tunes comes from the Rich family of Monongalia County in West Virginia. And New Lost City Ramblers recorded it in 1958, but the tune he thought was unique to the Rich family. So one of these rare fiddle tunes, and it's called Colored Aristocracy. That's Andy Fitzgibbon and the Iron Leg Boys with an old-time fiddle tune called Coloured Aristocracy. Let's hear another track from the Mark Newton Living a Dream album. And this is an unusual track. Mark just gets to sing a bit of harmony on this one because he got to sing with two of his favourite singers. That's John Starling and Mike Aldridge, both from around the Washington, D.C. area. And this was a song by John Starling that he sings lead in, and Mike comes on and plays dobro and sings a baritone harmony, and Mark Newton gets to sing tenor with them. And it's still got Tony Rice on rhythm guitar and Ricky Simpkins on fiddle, Ronnie Simpkins on bass. There's even a bit of piano squeezed in from Peter Bonta here. Here's a song called When We're Gone, and I guess as it applies to all of us now, better listen closely to the words. Mark Newton and his friends.
Trouble, we have known trouble in our struggles just to get by. Many times the burden's been heavy, still we carry on side by side. And when we're gone, long gone, the only thing that will have mattered is the love that we share and the way that we care when we're gone, long gone. Eternity. It's the love that will be remembered, not wealth, not poverty. And when we're gone, long gone, it's the only thing that will have mattered is the love that we share and the way that we care when we're gone, long gone. And when we're gone, long gone, the only thing that will have mattered is the love that we share and the way that we care when we're gone, long gone.
It's a classic John Starling sound, isn't it? That 3/4 time, he really does that nicely. And that was on a Mark Newton album. Mark just got to sing a little bit and sing with his heroes, so to speak. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm very thankful that lots of you tune in on the various ways of getting a podcast. This show comes out on Spotify, Free FM, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Google Podcasts. One of our listeners from Central New York State in the USA, Mark Wilson, wrote in and said he gets it on Google Podcasts and he really enjoys the show. Thanks very much, Mark, for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. I appreciate every one of you tuning in, taking the opportunity to listen to my take on this wonderful music from way down here at the South Pacific Ocean. And we're enjoying summer at present, and I know some of you right up north in the northern hemisphere are having a torrid winter. I see it on TV, and I check around the different places for the news, and it's a pretty hard winter up there, especially in Iowa and places like that. So I guess New York State is getting a bit of a hard time too. So keep warm, Mark. Stay inside, listen to more podcasts from Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's hear from Dan Tominski again. Heads, you win, tails, I lose.
the corner of heartache and pain, indecision weighing down on me. I could stay or I could go, but I'm a loser either way. I guess that's just the way it has to be. I've been man enough to tell you that I'm sorry when I'm wrong. You never will admit it when I'm right. Maybe you will finally forgive me when I'm gone, but I won't be there when you apologize. Heads you win, tails I lose. I can't get the upper hand no matter what I do. You'll always be the winner and I'll always be the fool. Heads you win, tails I lose. Everything you wanted me to be. Now you sit upon your high horse like a princess on her throne, staring down your nose and finding fault with me. Standing on a mountain I can see for miles around, and the truth is slowly coming into view. Well, you wanna take me higher, but you always keep it down. There just ain't no way, no hope, no pleasing you. Heads you win, tails I lose. I can't get the upper hand no matter what I do. You'll always be the winner and I'll always be the fool. Heads you win, tails I lose. Tails I lose.
Oh, what a more contemporary bluegrass there from Dan Tominski for you. Here's a gospel song from the folk at High Fidelity. They love their gospel music and do a wonderful job of it. This is one called He's Passing This Way. High Fidelity.
One time at old Jericho's entrance, a stranger was helpless and blind. They're sitting by the wayside begging help from the good and the kind. And hearing the multitude passing, he asked the disciples, they say, who told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing along that way? He's passing along this way today. Passing along this way, and ever stand ready to save you, take all your burdens away. Out on the lone Mount of Olives, our Lord spent the long night in prayer, and coming to Gethsemane's garden, he talked to his followers there. And going a little short distance, knelt down and he earnestly prayed. That prayer was a prayer for all nations while passing along that way. He's passing along this way today. Passing along this way, and ever stand ready to save you, take all your burdens away. Three days after Jesus was buried, secured in Joseph's new tomb, and two women were traveling, discussing their sorrow and gloom. And while they yet were talking, a stranger overtook them, they say. That stranger was Jesus of Nazareth, who rose and passed that way. He's passing along this way today. Passing along this way, and never stand ready to save you, take all your burdens away.
High Fidelity with the gospel song there. Well, we've just about come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. Thank you very much for tuning in. Do it again next week, however you're getting there. We'll take it out with Sierra Hull from her album. The album is called Daybreak, and we're going to do the song Tell Me Tomorrow. And if there's time, we'll sneak a little bit of an instrumental on the end called Chasing Skies. Tune in again next week. Bye.
You still love me, 'cause I'm afraid we're going to go our separate ways.
episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.